Dads, do you want a thriving business that doesn't control you? A passionate marriage and kids that adore you? Do you want to grow deeper in your faith? Be healthier, both physically and mentally? Build more meaningful relationships with your friends? Welcome to the Balanced Business Dad Podcast, where in each episode, we dive into balancing and optimizing the six pillars of life: faith, health, marriage, fatherhood, brotherhood, and business. And here are your hosts, pioneers of the Balanced Business Dad movement, Dustin Hoag and RJ Campbell.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Balanced Business Dad. I'm your host, Coach Dustin. With me, as always, the seasoned, the distinguished Mr. RJ Campbell. RJ, how are we doing today?
Every day's a holiday.
It is.
Well, hell, it's almost every day's a holiday.
Well,
because
this month,
it's that time of the year. Yeah. Every day literally is a holiday, and Nobody wants to work, and it's all loss of production time. And
Ooh, the sigh. What a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about today.
My wife, if she would listen to this podcast, but you know, she hears me all day, she doesn't need to dedicate another 25 minutes, would laugh because I spent my 35-year career in production of one kind or another related to printing and mailing. And
does that get busy around this time?
Yes, it does two things. Boy, she got tired of hearing this after years of how much I hated the holidays. Mm-mm. I was the biggest bah humbug person because she would hear me say every year, the holidays are just lost production time because people want off work. Companies want to close the week between Christmas and New Year's. We've got printing we need done. We have mailings we need completed. We have clients that need this stuff in the mail. Yeah, the stress time and the holidays. Holidays were just lost production time. So that's why I just made that comment, even though that's not true. But yeah, boy, when she started rolling close, lost production. That's all it was. Mm. Nothing to do with Jesus, the birth of our Savior, all those good things. Nope, just lost production time.
What a horrible mindset.
It was a terrible, terrible way to go through a lot of years.
Yeah.
And you knew it was coming every year. You planned around it as much as you could. Mm. But, you know, it's lost production time. So we always said.
Mm. I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, today's topic is a lot about that. And it's how does a balanced business dad maintain patience during the holiday? And we actually wrote a
more monster.
There you go. We wrote a blueprint on this that you can actually get at the free Facebook group, which will tell you how to do that, you know, towards the end, like we always do. But I think it's so crucial. Patience is having patience in a circumstance or a situation is vital for so many different reasons, for your own health, for the health of your relationships, for just everything, right? So I figured we would go through these strategies that we have created that, again, you can get the whole blueprint out there. But we're going to go through these strategies and really talk about them, why we believe these are important, and just kind of have a conversation around a few of these tips today. Because as you said, you didn't like the holidays. I've always been a fan of the holidays, like always, and still am. So I couldn't imagine not looking forward to that.
And it's so weird because I love Christmas.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving both.
Yeah.
But to have that in the back of your head all the time of lost production time.
Yeah.
Why are they shutting down? Why do our people on the production floor expect to be off on Christmas? They need to be there getting printing done. Well, you know, so that's a horrible, horrible thing. It is when you have a date driven, like a publishing type job. Yeah. It's all being driven by that. It's horrible. Yeah. Terrible way to go through the holidays.
That's the business stress of it. But even though the holidays are amazing times, I am pretty easy going around it just because I don't care. I'm going to say as
much. He doesn't give a.
But I've seen my parents, I've seen my wife, I've seen other people that we go to their houses. It's just so stressful because everything's going to be perfect. And like, I don't care. I just want to be together and have a good time. Like the meal doesn't make it a good time. The china that you haven't used since last year doesn't make it a good time. The extra vacuuming you did doesn't make it a good time.
So true.
Right? So it's sometimes you just got to maintain and chill. I just want to be with the people I love and the people who love me without stress.
So true. And you hear, and I'm assuming this is true, I read in a study on it, that this is the most stressful time of the year. Absolutely. Are the holidays. And it has to be because of those reasons.
Well, that and did you do what you wanted to this year? Or do you think you should be farther? right? A lot of people think on the whole year before, right? I was going to do this. I was going to do this. And now I can't even give the Christmas I want to for my kids. By the way, they're never going to remember what you got them for Christmas.
Not by February. Hell, not by the second week of January.
But they will remember the memories on that. I remember a lot of Christmases. I remember, oh, this might make me choke up.
Oh, here we go.
So, you know, my parents were divorced, and I remember we lived with my mom and my stepdad. We lived in a single wide trailer, Carlinville, Illinois, small town. I mean, we had to have plastic over the windows because of the draft. It was so cold, right? And the tree that we had was literally a table tree that you set on top of the table.
Yep.
And again, we couldn't go out and afford lights. We couldn't afford many ornaments and stuff like that. And my stepdad, out of cardboard and aluminum foil, made a star to put on that tree. And he's not a Christmas guy by any means, nor an emotion guy. So for the fact that you can see Dean doing that.
Yes, I can.
And I bet we had that star for 10 years.
And you loved that star.
I loved that star. I loved that tree.
That's all people need.
I have no idea what I got for Christmas.
Nobody remembers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
But I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, my kids are grown, but remembering that and you think, oh, I wish we'd have done better this year because I want to be able to give them this, this, and this.
Yeah.
Well, guess what they don't know? They don't know what you did not get them.
so true.
They're not going to miss it.
So
that they
true.
Didn't get those three on top of the other three.
Yeah.
But we do it. We do it every time. Right now, we host Christmas this year. We switch it back and forth on my wife's family here from St. Louis. So with our sister-in-laws, her two brothers. And so we bounce around houses. So my wife is already, you know, working on the menu. What do we have? An appetizers, the meal, the desserts. And you can't not be that way. I mean, you can. She can't. And it's not like it's obsessive and it's freaking out. But I'm like Dustin. I'm like, you know what?
Pizza.
Bunch of lasagna. People would be happy if we just said, what are we doing? What should I bring? It's like, well, we're going to do burgers and brats on the grill. Got some beans. Oh, cool. I'll bring a side. I'll bring an appetizer.
Bring Great. A mixer and I'm fine.
Yeah. Nobody would even care. No, we won't do that because it's Christmas, but in the end, nobody would care. God, we overstress on this thing so much.
We do. So let's get into this. All right. So strategy one. We talk about, and we'll give the not every tip, but a couple of tips. But strategy one talks about planning ahead. So much of our stress and being overwhelmed is lack of planning, right? And when we're stressed is when we really lose the patience. So the big one is just to plan the work, right? Schedule flexibility. Plan the work around key family events. So, and we have a lot of different days that starts Christmas and stuff like that through different families. Like Christmas season starts for me on December 22nd.
Because you're going to multiple houses, correct. Lots of family.
Yeah. Different family and different things like that.
Yeah.
And so that's when Christmas starts for us. So guess what? I'm not working after the 22nd for the year, to be honest.
Yeah. We're done. Well, you know, lost production time.
Yeah, but I've planned it.
Right.
Now, guess what? I'm going to work really hard up until then. But if you work right now and plan for everything that's going to happen, all work expands to the time allowed. My time allowed goes till December 22nd, right? So perfect. I'm planning that flexibility. Here's another one in that one. This one's huge. Communicate expectations to your team members, to your clients, to your family members.
Okay, starting with number one, team members. So at your company, by now, when we're recording this, it's December 7th, a day that will live in infamy for you people who remember your history, Pearl Harbor Day. Your team members, your employees, should know what days you're closed for the holidays.
Absolutely.
They should have that on a calendar.
Yeah.
Expectations. And probably do, but you'd be surprised how many of us small business owners have not thought that one all the way through yet.
And have you asked, do you guys need any days, certain days off? We have to make sure we're covered. You need to ask them ahead of time, hey, is there a certain day that you were needing off, that kind of thing? Let me see what I can do, right? Be a good leader during this time as well. I think that's a big one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Second one, your clients.
Yeah, they should know what your hours are on the holidays. We're closed on Christmas and the day after this year because Christmas falls on a Monday.
Right.
thing. So we're closed Monday and Tuesday. Make sure your clients know you're closed Monday and Tuesday, especially yep. if you have a business that's anything close to retail oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or client service based. I mean, you know, I've been a real estate agent for so long, and I remember 2 years ago, this other, oh man, it made me so angry.
I've heard this story before.
10 a.m. Christmas morning. I get a call from a real estate agent to put an offer on one of my houses. And when I didn't answer the first time, he called back three times before I answered. Oh my gosh. I was just baffled by that.
Hmm. That's an entire.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
I believe that falls into their respecting boundaries episode that we've talked about doing. And maybe we're putting that one on for next to talk about that. It's a great one for all of us to remember.
You know, that's so funny. But let's go with communicate.
Sorry, we're back to the list.
Communicate expectations. The third person or the third group is your family members. Communicate expectations to them as well. Especially is I remember that a lot. And I don't think it happens as much anymore as it used to. But on Christmas Day, all right, I have to be at this house at this time, this house at this time, this house at this time, and this house at this time, because I got to make sure all the grandparents get to see the grandkids, that I want to have Christmas at my house and stuff like that. Stop. Communicate what you're going to do. Don't let anybody shame you into anything. Don't let anybody, you know, push you down because you're not doing this, you're not doing this. Make sure you're communicating what's going to happen and what you want for your family. I think that's huge.
I agree. Yeah, it's absolutely. I loved your point when you said, I know, guys, you're thinking this is a weird one, but this is the dad part, I think, as much as anything else. Don't let the other people dictate it.
Correct.
When you said, don't let them shame you into it. So I'm different, obviously, than Dustin. I'm mature, more advanced.
Yeah, old.
So my kids are grown. So our younger son and his wife, they have decided that they're doing it every other year now because his wife, product of divorce, four great parents. So they're bouncing to both of those houses and trying to hit our house or one of my wife's siblings, whoever's hosting Christmas. Crazy. You don't spend enough time with anybody.
Yeah.
So they have now gone to, it's an every other year.
Yeah.
They're like, that's it, guys. Don't ask us anymore. They're going to be with us this Christmas. We have them for the day. They'll do their Christmas in the morning. They'll come over, spend the day with us. Next year, we will not see them for Christmas. Yeah. They'll be with Paige's family. That is great.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody change that. If you've made that decision, go with it. It's a 100%. Great idea.
Yep.
It's your decision.
Here's the other thing, though. We're extended family and things like that. I want to communicate the expectations too. But communicate the expectations and ask what your spouse's expectations are. We were talking about this before where we were kind of doing some show prep. You know, we host Christmas Day at our house, right? With my wife's family and my family. And actually both sides of my family. So it gets, there's a lot of people in my house.
There's some people involved.
And my wife gets crazy, as I think most wives do, about people coming over. I need you, honey, I need you to tell me exactly what you want me to do and when you need it done by. And I assure you it will happen. But I'm not going to read your mind. I have zero clue what else I need to be doing. So you have to give me these expectations. And I will move the world to make sure it happens for you. But I got to know.
A simple thing as the cooler needs to be packed right. with beer, soda, and waters, and on the back porch, or in your case, on the deck.
Yeah, wherever.
Got to be there by 1 o'clock because people are getting here at 1:30. Got it.
And it will be done.
Done. Yeah, I'm going to work on that. My wife and I just tag team it all, but I love the set a schedule. What needs to be done by 1? How are we going to get everything done by 2 when people arrive? What do I need to do? What do you need to do? We are going to plan that better ahead of time this year.
And it's even, I mean, you don't have to worry about this, but for us, it's and get yourself ready and 2 children ready.
Right. We only have to get each other, well, ourselves. Right. Getting each other ready would be weird.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We don't have to get the kids ready anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a huge one. Those expectations, communicating expectations, because then I believe expectations control a lot of our emotions. And I believe patience and stress is obviously an emotion. So if the right expectations are there, the less stress and the more patience you have.
Yep.
So strategy 2, establishing boundaries. We just talked about boundaries.
Boundaries.
Right?
Where does that come into play?
Well, a couple different things. Learn to say no, which I think we just covered that. I'm not going over to everybody's house. Designate a workspace. This is kind of you have to work sometimes during the holidays or around the holidays. do it in a place where it's designated work and only work. This especially goes for a lot of the, you know, business dads who run their office out of their house, et cetera, or they need to go work because, hey, they have to check on things, even though they're taking an extended time on. Make sure that time and that place is designated. Hey, I do have to go into the office for an hour, but make sure it's, again, it goes back to expectations, I feel like, on a lot of these boundaries.
Yeah.
But the boundary is don't work after what the expectation was for there, I think.
Okay.
Strategy three, we talked about, and I honestly don't think we talk about this enough, but, and maybe we need to get an expert on this, somebody who can really help us business dads with this, because I know I need more of this, but that is embracing mindfulness. And when we mean mindfulness, we mean just take a second. When you're stressed and you're overwhelmed, just take a second. You know, it's practice a breathing exercise is what we put in there. Engage quick breathing. Just take a breath.
I'm laughing because when we were going through these in our show prep and Dustin said, this is when I would like to be a smoker.
Uh-huh.
I can see why you have that excuse. I'm going to go outside and have a cigarette.
That's exactly what.
Just, I got away. I'm out here by myself.
Yeah.
Have a cigarette.
There's that now, meme out there. Of, I can't think of the actor's name, but he's out there smoking a cigarette, leaning up against the wall. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
I bet a lot of people will, but he's just like, oh. And I think sometimes
it's the best 7 minutes of the day.
Yeah. I think sometimes you need that. I'm not obviously.
So we're not saying smoke. Take up smoking, but you could see it was the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
I just got to step away. And it's easier when you can say, hey, I got to step outside and have a cigarette, yeah, as opposed to I got to step outside so I don't, you know, kick you in the head.
Right. Because I don't want to yell at you. I'm going to go outside.
Right. But you can do that.
Yeah.
Hell, go to the bathroom. You know, just get away. But that's mindfulness. Relax.
Yeah.
Slow down. Guess what? No one's going to remember tomorrow that we're a little late on the green bean casserole.
Right.
Or it didn't even happen.
Yeah. The one we've talked about this on probably 30 other occasions, but gratitude journaling. And I think that's something. I'm reading the book Gap in the Game by Dr. Ben Hardy, but it talks about reflect on things to be grateful for. We know science has proved that you cannot have two emotions at the same time. So when you're stressed, when you're losing your patience and you're stressed, if you just take a second and think of something you're thankful for, you have to change your state because you're going through a different emotion at that mm-hmm. point. So gratitude is huge.
So is that true? You can't have two emotions at the same time?
Correct. We can't multitask.
Interesting.
Either can a computer. We think computers multitask, but they don't.
They don't. No.
They just multitask. Yeah. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's the same with our brain.
It's doing one thing or the other.
Yeah.
So not that it's a competing emotion. Like obviously you can't be happy and sad at the same time. Makes sense.
Right.
Can't be tall and short. Well, you can. That's all relative. But anyway.
Right. Huh. Prioritize family time. This is strategy four. This is a huge one, guys, is take some time to just be present. Quality over quantity. It doesn't have to be I'm taking the month of December off to celebrate the holidays with my family. No, but I got to tell you, we're taking a 2-day trip kind of around. It's definitely for the Christmas break, but also my son's birthday is the 26th. So we do that. And it's those 2 days will be so much more impactful versus if I had 3 weeks off, in my opinion. Because it's quality of time together where we're unplugging, things like that. So prioritizing family time, that's strategy four with some tips under there. We've kind of talked about this one too. Strategy five, being flexible and adaptability. We talked about this during show prep too.
Planning for it.
Expect the unexpected, especially dads, because I feel like this is where we get angry. I know I do. You admitted it today.
Yep.
How many times have we been there and everything's coming right? It's 15 minutes before everyone shows up and we need something. And there's one store open and it's 20 minutes away.
And everybody is there.
And every other dad is there because they had to go do this too.
Right.
And you just have this negative condensation. Well, this is just great. Now I have to leave. I did everything. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm the only one that can do it. It's all me.
Yeah. Get over it and go do it.
And go help.
And honestly, appreciate that you get to get out and go do it.
Without smoking a cigarette.
Right. So I think expect the unexpected is a huge one.
We had one of those years ago. I told Dustin, it was a long time ago. And it was Christmas. We were hosting Christmas and probably making hot crab dip. I even remember that. And we go to get however we call those things. The
burner chafing, is what I call them.
The chafing dish going. I grew up a little differently than Dustin. I have
bougie.
We have silver chafing dishes.
Mine was a lighter, but go ahead.
And the sterno was dried up. Now it's Christmas morning. You're like, where the hell do I get Sterno? Dustin's like, what's Sterno?
100%. I think it's the lighter, but yeah.
No, it's the jelly that lights and burns you put under those. So anyway, yeah, running off to Walgreens because they were open and they carried Sterno. But I now that one, I was not mad, but I remembered, you know, it's after church, it's Sunday morning, kids have opened presents, and now running out trying to figure out where the heck do I get Sterno. Now, that one wasn't a bad day, but boy, that could be, could just be pissed. It's nobody's fault, right, except, you know, air, because it dried up the Sterno, but right. Yeah. So, just
what did you get that Christmas?
The hell knows what you got for Christmas.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
We remember these memories around the holidays, right, but we have no clue when it comes to
I think Christmas. A Corvette.
Yeah, I don't think so, because you don't have one.
Well, I don't have one now. You don't know. I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, right. See, guys, those are the memories that don't matter.
Exactly.
What you received. Yeah. But I do remember going to Walgreens to try to find Sterno.
Yeah. This is a big one. It kind of goes with expect the unexpected. But practice self-compassion. Acknowledge that not everything will go as planned.
So we're just talking about.
But even if you go to somebody's house and you expect dinner to be there at 6 o'clock, because I have to be over here at 7:30, and it doesn't get there till 6:45. All right.
Whatever. To go box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, Christmas dinner never happened. We laugh when people say at 4, you might as well have a snack because it's going to be 5:30. I mean, that never happens on time. So there's an expectation we've already set. We know dinner is not going to be on time.
Yeah. Strategy 6, self-care. This is important. This is one that I found goes beyond the holidays. Self-care to me is when I wake up early and I go for a walk, or I purposely move my body. I am so much more calm, and that's not going to be any different during the holidays, especially during the holidays. So I need to go out there so I can be proactive that day, not reactive. We were talking during the show prep, and it's with my kids wake me up because I've slept in that day. Just everything's so rattled because it goes into immediately reactive mode. Being woke up, you're reactive, right?
Yeah.
And it's so, to me, that self-care is a huge part in there. And of course, the sleep routine, exercise, nutrition, but also just relaxing.
Yeah, we got to relax. God, we get so freaked out on these holidays.
How many times have we told our wives, our mothers, our grandmothers, hey, just sit down. We got it.
Right. And they don't.
They don't.
They're still making the lemonade.
Yeah. To this day, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They never sit down.
Never.
No. We're 40 minutes to 20 minutes into the meal, and mom is still running around in the kitchen making another batch of gravy just in case.
Yes.
I know.
So dads know that we need the relaxation, but also push the relaxation for other people too. And they're not going to listen to you because, well, they don't. So go out of your way and do something so then they won't have to do it.
If I live in Missouri, just get them a gummy.
There you go.
Can't do that in every state, but we can in ours now.
That's funny. Strategy 7 and the last one is reflect and learn, right? So I think that's a big one. Review and adjust. Reflect on experiences that you've had before, right? If I'm going to need this Sterno thing, maybe have extra laying around.
Get some Sterno.
Right? If, you know, we know dinner's going to be at this time and Aunt Sue is late, that's okay. Aunt Sue's going to be late every time.
That's right. She can eat a plate after everybody starts.
Yeah. It's funny. And so plan this. My dad is so good at this. We have Christmas Eve at my parents' house, my dad's house. And everybody who's invited gets told a different time.
Because he knows which ones are late people. Correct. And which ones are early people.
And which ones are right on time. None of us are told the exact same time.
We're not allowed to use names on this, but man, I'm totally blowing people out on this one. Then my wife's family, again, I'm not from St. Louis. I don't have family here. This isn't the case anymore. It's changed. Her oldest brother, Dave, was notoriously late. Dave is never late anymore. Somewhere in, you know, midlife, he changed that. But he was always late. My wife would do that. She'd have to tell him, yeah, we're having dinner at 3, or everybody's getting over here at 1, when she really meant 2. Now, again, don't know how. Now, Dave doesn't do that anymore. But and she has a cousin, Ron, if he listens to this. Ron will show up 2 hours early.
That's me. I'm early.
We would be saying, oh, people are coming at 2. So tell you what, at noon, odds are someone might not even be dressed.
Right.
I mean, I'm not talking about running around the house naked, but right. they're especially the woman, might not have her hair done. She'll never makeup on. And we're vacuuming, get things ready. The doorbell would ring and there'd be Ron Ron was just ready for a party. But guess what? He's also the greatest guy in the world. It's like, what can I help with? Do you want me to vacuum?
Right.
But he was always show up early. So she would always joke, I'm going to tell Ron it's 4 because he'll get there at 2 anyway.
Love it.
So you do. You have to adapt to who they are. Yeah. Ron doesn't show up early like he used to, but it was always hilarious. A doorbell would ring and be like, oh, Ron's here. It's an hour early.
This last one, and this goes so much more than just the holidays, but celebrate the success.
Of the whole year or just of that holiday?
Of that, hey, we got through it. We did it. Jenna's best friend and her husband, to me, it's like they like to suffer because instead of flying their family to Destin, they would, we're going to do the 18-hour road trip and we're not going to give our kids the tablets because they need to look around. Like, that's horrible.
We're going to hitchhike. Right. They got to learn to do it the old way.
But it's something that they said is such a cool feeling. Like, after they would put their kids to bed in the hotel or overnight when during this road trip or whatever, they might sit there with a beer or glass of wine together and like cheers. Oh, we made it. We got to it. And I'm like, I like that.
That part's good.
But I can do that after the flight and it takes me an hour and a half to get to Florida versus, you know, the 18 hours, but whatever. But I think that's something important to do, especially dads, when the kids are in bed after Christmas is done, sit there with your wives. Remember it. Those, to me, is what the memories will come from.
Rub her shoulders. Tell her thank you.
Yeah.
Great job.
Christmas Eve is my favorite time to do that, you know, because that's when we're putting out the presents and stuff like that.
Santa is.
Yeah, that's a pretty amazing time with my wife. And I think if you have that right mindset, unless, oh my God, I have so much to do and I want to get to sleep because the kids are going to be waking up early, it's going to be such an amazing time to celebrate those successes. So I would urge that.
Love it.
Yeah. Guys, I hope you like this blueprint. Again, you can find this plus every other step that we have in this at the free Facebook group. Go check it out. It's dadupgroup.com, or you can just search The Balanced Business Dad on Facebook. Join the group. Download this because I think this has helped. I know when we put this together, it was helping me of different things I wanted to do. And I don't know, RJ, you got any last words?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We're going to do a couple more before Christmas.
We'll be a couple more before Christmas. Yeah. It's only the December 7th. This will be out probably next week.
Yeah.
But not to you guys, because it'll be the time when you're hearing it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. We live in the future.
But besides that, guys, go ahead and dad up, because the people who love you most deserve it.
Amen to that. Are we done?
We're done.
All right. We're out.